everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and with us today is an outstanding student athlete from Ardsley High School. His sport is fencing, and his name is Patrick Shang. Hi, Patrick. Nice to have you with us today.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Now, Patrick, the Con Edison Award is in its 70th year. Some great athletes have won it, including a former teammate of yours at Ardsley, Janelle Sotaria, who was awarded in the fall of 2018, or I should say February of 2018. It's a great award, very prestigious. What does winning the award mean to you, Patrick?
Well, first off, it's a great honor to receive this award, and I'm very grateful for it. I personally know many past Con Ed Scholar athletes, so I'm just very thankful for the recognition.
Well, as our listeners will find out in the next 15 minutes or so, you are certainly a worthy winner of the award. Now, Patrick, I have to ask you this. How does a young man from Ardsley High School get involved in the sport of fencing? So many sports available to young people these days. Why fencing?
Yes. So when you think of fencing, at least for me, the first thing that pops up is sword fighting. So automatically, that's something most kids would find interesting or cool to learn. And I initially began taking club lessons to get a foundation for when I joined the high school team. But my coach saw potential in me to go beyond that, and he pushed me to compete regionally and then nationally. And now here I am.
Okay, great. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. Now, there are three types of fencing: epi, foil, and saber. And I know you're involved with epi. But what is the basic difference between those three different styles of fighting, if that's the correct word?
Yeah, so basically, I think among the three, epee is probably the most unique. Unlike foil and saber, the entire body is a target. So everywhere from your feet all the way up to the tip of your mask. And unlike in foil and saber, there's no special rules on who gets the point. If you hit your opponent, then you get the point, and that's that.
Now, in your last match, which was last Saturday, you basically won the match 45-9, but it's not quite as simple as that. Explain to us how exactly a match works and how that final score is established.
Yes. So basically, a match lasts for a maximum of 3 minutes, and whoever gets five touches first or has the most after 3 minutes wins the bout. And you get a touch by simply hitting your opponent with your blade, and a light pops up. And if it's on your color, then you get the point. And basically 45-9 means during that whole day, I only got hit 9 times in total. And I won all my bouts to 5, scoring me 45 points.
So basically, even though it's a different kind of scoring system, that's basically a rout, okay? I would imagine. So congratulations on that. Now, we should mention that Patrick was all section the past 3 years, pretty much of a shoo-in to repeat that in his 12th grade year. He was a 2020 sectional champion. He is also nationally ranked. Patrick, what does one have to do to become nationally ranked in fencing?
Yes. So basically in the 2019-2020 season, I was ranked 30th in the country for cadet men's epee, which is 17 years old and under. And last season, before everything got shut down due to COVID, I was ranked 74th in the country for junior men's epee, which is for under 20 years old. And to get a national ranking at all, you have to compete at national tournaments, which are usually held once a month all over the U.S. And you have to place high enough to earn these points. And then from there, your standing is calculated.
So you're pretty much at the top of the line in terms of where you're at right now as a high school senior. That's pretty obvious. Now, you also qualified for the U.S. Cadet World Team, and you were slated to compete in Bratislava. What does the U.S. Cadet World Team, what's that all about?
Yes, so basically the top 30 fencers in the country are chosen to represent the U.S. Abroad in international tournaments. And I was lucky enough to be one of them. And for an athlete, it's always a great honor to be chosen to represent your country.
And I understand Diane spoke so highly of your leadership skills. You're involved in some of the in-match strategy and the substitution. So you're like having another coach on the squad. And I understand also in practices, you help your teammates work on specific attack and defense techniques. Now, if you were working with somebody on a basic attack technique, what would that entail?
Yes. So one of the best parts of being on the team is getting to teach these kids who come in knowing nothing and trying to build them up to be successful fencers. And one of the most basic attacks on the strip is the lunge. So basically, I usually pair up my my team and have them practice this one action again and again. I'll teach them the basics and show them how to do it. And from there, I'll go around the room giving them tips and pointers and telling them how to fix their action. And hopefully when they're on the strip, they'll be able to perform it and use it efficiently.
Now, what about if you were working on a specific defensive technique?
Yeah, in fencing, there are 9 basic parries, which is when you block the opponent's blade. The simplest one I would say is parry 4, and I just practice that with my team. I keep them paired up and have them lunge and parry in pairs and go back and forth like that. And I'll just go around helping them and showing them as needed.
And we're very happy to have with us today Patrick's coach, Kathleen Rettling. Kathleen, nice to see you again. We were together 3 years ago when Janelle Sartoria won the Con Ed Award. Patrick is just an outstanding person to have on your team. You spoke about his leadership skills. What else does this guy do? I mean, he's just amazing.
Yeah, Patrick is exactly the kind of athlete you want to have a team as a leader, because not only is he really an excellent fencer himself, which kind of motivates everybody around him, but he's a very effective leader who really works like one-on-one with his teammates to make them better fencers, but also really inspires them to be part of a team. When you have a sport like fencing, where you have 2 separate disciplines, each of which is kind of unique, plus you have the 2 genders, having someone that knows the sport and knows the strategy, who can almost co-coach with the coaches, really brings the whole team up.
Now, Patrick, you're obviously an outstanding fencer. What is your ultimate goal in this sport? I mean, you look at the Olympics as the top of the line. Is that something that's in your sight at this time?
I mean, for any serious athlete, I guess the Olympics would be the top goal. But as of now, even with COVID going on, I'm really just hoping to have the opportunity to continue improving. I mean, I've been fencing for about 4.5 years now, as opposed to a lot of my fellow competitors having fenced like double that time. I'm just hoping to be able to compete with them more and improve myself, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, that's pretty amazing that you've reached this level in only 4.5 years. So that really says something about your ability and your dedication. So congratulations there. Patrick, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have an outstanding unweighted average of 3.949. We were kidding before. That half a point or whatever it is, a percentage point that you didn't have, we're going to let that slide for today. So 3.949 out of 4, that's pretty darn good. Patrick is taking AP Calculus BC, AP Environmental Science, AP French, AP Physics, an unbelievable course load. Patrick, do you have a favorite class so far this year?
Yeah, well, my favorite class is definitely AP Physics. I feel like it's just so interesting to learn about the science behind how the world around us works. And it plays just a huge role in lots of aspects of our lives.
And Patrick is a member of the National Honor Society. He's looking at schools like Georgia Tech, Carnegie Mellon, Duke, Michigan, and Cornell. Patrick, do these schools have fencing teams? You hope to fence beyond your high school years?
Yeah. I applied to a lot of great engineering schools, and some of them have fencing teams while others don't. But one way or another, I'm looking to continue fencing, whether that's through school clubs or local fencing clubs in the area. And I plan on competing regionally in the area. And if the school does happen to have a team, I do plan on joining it.
We are speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, a fencing student from Ardsley High School. His name is Patrick Sheng, an outstanding young man, as you have heard over the past several minutes. Patrick, some of your outside activities are just outstanding. I know you've been involved with an internship at Regeneron, and that I know is no day at the beach, my friend. What were some of the things that you did at Regeneron?
So my internship at Regeneron was an amazing experience. I really got to see how professional scientists work, and it was a great learning experience as well. So my project was related to inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, and I basically verified the results of a knockout mouse in order to determine whether the gene we were studying had an effect on the symptoms or lack thereof. And I was under the mentorship of Dr. Valerio Donato, and he was a great teacher, taught me how to do everything I know.
Well, that's outstanding. That's a little bit beyond me, but just great stuff. And I know you've been very active over the past several years in the Science Olympiad. That seems to be a very popular activity for a lot of high school students. What were some of the events that you did over the years that tend to stand out in your mind at this point?
One that really stands out to me is called Right Stuff, which is basically where you had to make a model airplane that was solely powered by a rubber band to fly around in circles in a room as long as possible. And what really stuck to me about this was how delicate it was. These pieces would break if you simply held it the wrong way. So wow, it was a fun activity.
I remember doing something like that when I was a kid. You wind up the propeller, let it go. And after the first one or two, it was stuck in a tree. And that was the end of that. But that sounds like a lot of fun. And Patrick, you're also involved in something called More Than Mozart Music Club. That's a little bit of a mouthful there. And Patrick, I understand, is a terrific piano player. But tell us about that program. I understand you've got some good memories of that.
Yes. So basically, we organize community fundraising concerts where students can volunteer to perform certain pieces. One of my best memories of the club was probably last year. We had the chance to play for the kids at the Elizabeth Seton Children's Hospital, and it was a great time. I was able to get to know a lot of the kids there and play with them. So overall, it's just a great trip.
Now, your piano playing, is that something now? Is that just kind of a stress reliever? Or I know you still enjoy it, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to play for exams and rigorous practice schedule, but now I just play for myself. Any piece I find interesting or I think sounds good, I just play for fun.
Now, is this classical music or a little rock and roll or a combination of both? What's your specialty?
I would actually say what really catches my attention nowadays is music from TV shows or movies that I watch, and anything that I think sounds really cool, I just give it a try.
Wow. I'd love to hear you play sometime. I really would. Let's give your family a shout out. Your mom, Helen, your dad, Biao. Are they your biggest fans?
Oh, definitely. My dad in particular has invested so much time and money into me. during peak competition season, we'd be driving to tournaments almost every week. And he'd drive me to practice almost every other day. And he's invested so much time into me, and he's always there in my tournaments recording my bouts for me. So big shout out to them.
Now, do they really get into it? Now, what's a fencing match? Does it get a little rowdy? Does it get loud, or is it quiet so you can concentrate? What's it like under normal circumstances where there are fans there?
So it's actually a combination of quiet and loud. during the bout, when the fencers are actually moving and fencing, it's dead quiet. Everybody's letting the fencers focus on the match, and there's no distractions. But right after a touch, there's like an explosion of noise. The crowd's cheering for their fencer, and even the fencer on the strip, they'll usually give out like a scream or a yell after each and every touch. So when you're at those big competitions, you can hear this all throughout the venue, and it's just amazing.
Sounds like fun. I certainly hope I get to see you compete at some point. And I understand you have a twin brother by the name of Liam. Tell us a little bit about Liam.
So Liam actually played football, but he joined the fencing team because he heard about it from me. And when we're at practice, I'm his teacher and captain. So I kind of get to tell him what to do, kind of boss him around a little bit. But when we get home, I'm just his younger brother. So sometimes things can get a little awkward.
By 2 minutes, right?
Yes.
All right. Now let me ask you this. Who's better, you or Liam?
Oh, me. No competition. Me.
All right. Now, if I were to track down Liam and ask him the same question, what would he say?
He might have another view on this, but, you know, everybody can have their own opinion.
Absolutely. All right, Patrick, we're running out of time here. Just quickly, anybody else that you'd like to shout out to that we haven't mentioned so far today?
I once again want to shout out my coaches, Diane and Kathleen Reckling, for making the fencing season possible at all and teaching me the leadership skills that allowed me to help the other kids on the team. And my club coach, Vadim Diempikov, from the Fencing Academy of Westchester, where I train.
We have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Patrick Shang, terrific fencing athlete from Ardsley High School. Patrick, it was really great speaking with you today. I'd like to congratulate you on all of your accomplishments in fencing, in the classroom, in your community, and all the best going forward, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leith. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.